This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Dennis Prager recently wrote a column presenting five arguments against America as a racist country. His first argument was based on a previous column that asked, if America is so racist, why are there so many race hoaxes? It's a good question. If racism is as prevalent as activists want us to believe, you wouldn't expect so many hate crime hoaxes based on race. In previous columns, I've written about the number of fake hate crimes. There are even websites devoted to the long and growing list of them. All of them come from people trying to prove that this country is full of racism, homophobia, and Islamophobia. In a number of cases, the perpetrators are merely trying to draw attention to themselves. Dennis Prager provides a dozen examples of race hoaxes. Some are fairly well-known, like the allegations against the Duke lacrosse team back in 2006. Others are not so familiar. It was amazing to me how many of the examples he provided involved a noose hanging on a truck or around a university lamp. Of course, we have the noose found at the garage of the NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace that was merely a garage pole that existed long before he was assigned that garage. And there's the story of Jesse Smollett. He was supposedly attacked by people wearing MAGA hats and added a noose around his neck to make it even more convincing. The rope was purchased by his two conspirators a few days before. You would think the Jesse Smollett incident would diminish the number of race hoaxes, but I found two more just the other day. A university student said he found a racist note on his car, but surveillance cameras only saw him near the car. And an Oregon commissioner candidate claimed a racist note was put in his mailbox. Eventually, he admitted he actually wrote it. Unfortunately, these race hoaxes keep coming week after week. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.